Breakfast at Darcy's by Ali McNamara. Read by Beth Chalmers. 1. I've always liked funerals. There's a reassuring certainty to the whole thing. Not like weddings, lovely though they are, filled with all that hope and optimism for the future. I tend to have a slight niggling doubt about whether the happy couple will still be together in a few years' time, or whether they might be filing for divorce and paying exorbitant solicitor's fees to argue over one of the gorgeous but expensive wedding gifts still patiently waiting to be unwrapped. Christenings and baptisms are much the same for me too. I often find myself wondering, will this child really be able to keep the faith when he or she is 18 years old and being tempted by the sins of the flesh? Especially when you notice that one godparent at the font is updating his Twitter status and the other's checking her reflection in the holy water. But then that's me all over. I like to know what's going to happen next. Be prepared. That's what the Boy Scouts say. So I always like to be. Although I'm not too sure your average Arcala would advise taking 6 changes of outfit with me on a weekend away when, maybe, only 3 would be sufficient. The funeral I'm at right now is my Aunt Emmeline's, or Aunt Molly as I used to call her when I was a child. Considering how close we were when I was growing up, I'm extremely ashamed to admit that I haven't actually seen my Aunt Molly for more years than I care to remember. I kept meaning to pop over here to visit again, but weeks kept turning into months, and then months into years, and you know how quickly time seems to fly by these days. When did that start to happen? Is it another of those EU regulations, like measuring everything in kilograms and litres? Was time officially speeded up in Brussels one day, and I missed the big government announcement? The over here I mention is Ireland. Dublin, to be precise. At the moment, I'm just outside of the fair city in the village my aunt lived in for the last few years of her life. I don't remember her in this small cottage the wake is now being held in. The house I remember her living in was a huge, sprawling mansion by the sea in County Kerry. As a child, I used to travel over from England to spend my holidays with her while my mother was working. I can remember happy days spent mostly outdoors in the bright sunshine. Even in winter, when we were well wrapped up against the biting sea wind that would sweep across the coast, the sun always seemed to be shining in my memories of Molly. Why does the sun always seem to shine more in your childhood memories?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?